Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 9 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. Of course, my name is Mark Labar, and I am with you once again this month. We got a great show lined up for you. We have an interview with Sabrina Simonich. She is the social media guru of the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, and she was nice enough to take some time out of her day to talk to me about the direction of social media and our digital presence as a group in the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. As well, we have, of course, some news from right here in Winnipeg and some fantastic music for you, so please stick around. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here with Sabrina Simonich, our social media ambassador for the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. Welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
So we're here today to talk a little bit about the social media aspect of the community, which you are heavily involved in. Before we get to that, do you want to give our listeners a little background as to your history in the community and some of the things that you've been a part of?
Yeah, definitely. I started dancing at the age of 4. I was in Zvonček, and then I moved up to Rosemarine, and now I'm currently dancing in Triglav. Besides from dancing, I have also been a youth ambassador for the Folkrama Pavilion, and I've been adult ambassador twice representing the Slovenian Pavilion. And it's been great to network with other cultures and meet other people from different organizations, different cultural communities. And besides that, I recently joined the board of directors for the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society.
And how has that experience been so far? I know you're relatively young. I think there's a relatively young collective of you on the board. Do you feel like you guys have a say and have an input that's reaching within the community?
Yeah, I definitely think so. There's, you know, so many different people with different backgrounds on the board now, and they are quite younger than they usually would be. And I think that it's great because I think that we're getting involved, and normally we wouldn't have been elected board of director. I think it's great to have younger people, and we have fresher ideas, and it's good to bring those ideas forward. And, you know, working with Stan has been wonderful, and he's very supportive of us and very open to our opinions and our ideas. So it's been actually a great experience, I think, on
awesome.
My end. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is your official designation on the board?
So I am the director of social media and rebranding. So we have been doing rebranding since last September, and Stan had approached me and just kind of wanted to refresh in our whole look and our whole appearance. And we are growing as a community, but our brand wasn't really growing with us. It was kind of stagnant, and I think the logo was created in the early 2000s, and so that was one of the first things that Stan wanted. He kind of had a vision to rebrand, you know, starting with the logo and starting with the website and then adding social media platforms. And so he approached me due to my background in communications and in graphic design. And so we kind of just went from there.
And for people who aren't, like, I have a business background, so I know about the branding thing. For maybe people who don't have that background, could you sort of succinctly define what it is to have a brand for a community like ours?
Yeah, so basically a brand is kind of expressing your identity. It's expressing your voice in the community and bringing awareness to your organization. And since we are such a small cultural society or organization in Winnipeg, we kind of need to break through that noise of other cultural organizations. And so when I say rebranding, it means to create a new logo, have a refreshed look for the website, maybe come up with a different brand voice, or make yourself prominent on different social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and really stay relevant. And so that's what Stan's idea was going forward when he started taking over. And he wanted to join forces with me, I guess, and mm-hmm. kind of make that happen.
Okay. And so I guess what I could ask is, how would you describe the brand before? Like, how would you describe this community's identity in terms of its logo and its personality pre your sort of getting brought into the fold?
Well, we didn't really have a voice just because we weren't on any social media platforms. People couldn't interact with us online or anywhere. The website just had a really outdated look, and it just kind of made a reflection on the CSCS as if we were an outdated organization. So I think that having the whole rebranding is kind of bringing back our relevancy, and it's making us, or it's allowing us to interact with other people, with other organizations. You know, people, like, we're very visible to the community and we're very visible to Winnipeg because we are so public now, because we're trying to bring an awareness. And so now I feel that we are starting to develop this brand voice. We're starting to develop this brand because we are being introduced to that online community.
Okay, so Stan approaches you and he says, "We know we want to rebrand and redevelop the identity of our community to the outside world." Mm-hmm. What are your first kind of couple thoughts or couple steps that you want to do to make that happen?
Well, definitely, I think joining social media was really important for us, since we didn't have any, you know, prior background in that, or we had no history on being on social media. So I thought that was really important. And it was also really important for me to, you know, show off, you know, some of the photos from the events, or some of the people in our community, and highlight some of those people, or allow people to stay up to date with what's going on in our community. Just because I feel like we were very, it was very based on, you know, snail mail, and very based on just actual printing mail that you would open, and that's what people got their announcements, or that's what people got their knowledge of events, or making announcements in church. And now people can just simply go on Facebook, go on Twitter, and see what different events we have, or see, you know, different highlights that we've had from events. And so that's really where I wanted to start it with the whole thing when Stan approached me, was really get us on social media and really kind of put us out there. And then next, he kind of had the idea of creating a new logo, since our logo is about 14 years old now. And so he thought that would be a good idea, and we did need kind of, you know, a refreshing look to our brand.
Sure, I would agree. Mm-hmm. So you get this whole social media thing going. Did you receive, in your mind, the feedback that you wanted from that social media explosion? Because, you know, like, right away, it's like, boom, we instantly had sort of a Twitter, a Facebook. We started really branching out. Did you feel like you got the response back from the community that you wanted from those initiatives?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at first we started off a bit slower. A lot of people were new to social media, so they didn't really know the ins and outs and how to add people, or how to follow different pages. But I think now it's grown. I think we have over 150 likes on our Facebook page, and we have, you know, a good amount of Twitter followers. We're still growing. And also, it's been fantastic because people have been requesting some type of a social media workshop. So that's how the whole social media 101 workshop came about, was from people requesting, oh, you know, like, since we are on social media, I think it'd be great to learn more about, you know, what we do and how we do it and how we can connect and how people can upload photos and how people can add friends and follow people. And so that's why Stan and I kind of collaborated and said, well, it'd be a great idea to have a workshop now from it. So that's what's kind of came from it. And it's actually growing, which is fantastic. And people, you know, are really happy about us being on social media, and they can see right away what's going on, what's new, and updates with our community.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about this, this workshop. Yeah. It's happening May
15th.
15th.
Yeah.
It's at the Booth University, or Booth College.
Yeah, it's Booth building. University College. Yeah, right across from the U of W. Mm-hmm. And we are having it on the evening of Monday, May 15th. So far, we have about 6 or 7 people who are registered, which is actually fantastic, I think. And so basically, we're just going to go over the very basic platforms of Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. And we're just going to be teaching people, you know, like I said, how to upload photos, how to, you know, post different Facebook statuses or mm-hmm. different posts, just stuff like that. So I think it'll be quite a fun evening.
So who would you say is the sort of target demographic for this kind of event? Is it the people like our parents in that generation, or people in our grandparents' generation, or people in like the younger kids who are just getting into the world of maybe social media and maybe getting their first cell phone at 11, 10, you know, 12, 13 years old? Who are you trying to direct this to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I would be directing it to kind of anyone who's interested, but this is mostly people for, you know, our parents' generation, people, you know, maybe our grandparents' generation who do want to stay in touch with family overseas or stay in touch with their friends who they don't see often. So it's really geared towards the older generation, but anyone is welcome to come.
Awesome. Well, I think it's a great idea, from not only from the practical side of getting people on board, but also the safety component of social media and making people aware of those sorts of things. I think there's so much room for people to be safe and learn about that in that world.
Oh, definitely.
So I've had a few other members of the board, Stan and Aaron, come on the podcast and talk about some things. And one of the questions I always ask is where they would like to see the community go in the next little while. So maybe you could speak on that a little bit in terms of maybe the social media component or more global kind of view of where you would like to see as a young member of the community who's going to be involved in the community for the next foreseeable future. You know, what are some of the directions that you would like to see the community go in?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I'll start off with social media, first of all. I would, since I started, it's kind of like my baby. So I would love to see it grow, and I'd like to see us gaining more awareness and more attention through online and digital spaces. And so far, like we are growing, you know, like I said, we've joined the social media platforms. We're doing the rebranding, doing a brand new website, and we are doing the social media workshop. So I think within about a year, we've actually done so much. And I didn't foresee it going this far, but I'm really glad that it has. I'm really pleased with the progress that we've made. And so I just hope to see that grow. I hope to see people even wanting to be interested in taking it over in a couple years when I might maybe staying on the board or might be leaving the board for other opportunities. But yeah, I think that'd be fantastic if other people are really involved and really, you know, would like to take over the social media platforms and take the pictures at events. But I'm still very happy to do it. And then community wise, I mean, I would love the community to be around as long as, you know, my children, my grandchildren. So for me, just to preserve our culture and not let it go. And I think, you know, things like dancing is really important, and all the events that we have, like the picnics and Kalina and various other events that we have throughout the year, I think it's important to keep those going and to keep it prominent and to make the youth very involved, especially because we're the ones who are going to be carrying it forward for, you know, our future generations.
Absolutely. Okay, that's perfect. That's great. Thank you for coming on the show. I guess usually we close if there's any song that you want to hear, particularly any artist that you're a fan of, Slovenian or otherwise, that we can maybe throw a song in for you on this show. Anybody that you want to hear specifically?
No one specifically. Maybe some kind of pop Slovenian music. I don't know, something to get, you know, people going if they're listening to the station.
Sure, we can definitely do something for that. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us a little bit about our social media endeavors, something relatively new in this community. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Awesome.
Žikneš mi, če sem za ples, da se do jutra željam se predava.
Prepustiva se, zdaj gre za res, saj nepozadna igra je pred nama. Vem, želiva si oba, da ta noc se ne konča.
That song you just heard was Die, Die, Die by the Turbo Angels, and that one's going out for Sabrina Subinich. She wanted to hear something upbeat and fun, and that's what we played for her. Coming up, we have some dates in our Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society that you might want to put on your calendar coming up. Of course, we have the Father's Day Slovenski Dan Picnic, Sunday, June 18th at the Picnic Grounds. There's going to be mass out there, and afterwards there's, of course, going to be delicious barbecued pork and chicken, which I know everyone really looks forward to. There's also going to be the dance groups performing and entertaining you, and with songs and dances and all good stuff. There's going to be tons more. Keep an eye on the website for more details to follow. On July 15th, there's going to be the Slovenian Kids Camp, again at the Picnic Grounds. And there's not too many details right now, but again, keep an eye on the website for more information. The CSCS is also asking that you save the date of July 29th. There's going to be something big happening at the Picnic Grounds. We're not quite sure what it's going to look like yet. The details are still being worked out, but plan on a full day and evening of fun for you and your family. So please keep that date available. That's July 29th. It's a Saturday. And then finally, on August 25th in the evening at the Church Hall, there's going to be a band coming through, Ensemble Novi Spomini. They're touring Canada this summer, and they are going to be performing at the church on August 25th in the evening. Ticket prices and everything like that will be posted shortly on the website. And so to get you ready for that show, we're going to play a song by Ensemble Novi Spomini called Če mene boš izbrala. It's a great tune. They are really a traditional Slovenian band. They have a great sound, they're fantastic vocalists, and I hope you enjoy it.
Jaz bi pa tebe imel, čeprav te ne zanimam, ti sladko govorim, a vendar sreče nimam, ti praviš, da s teboj bo tak posebne sorte. Popoln in brez napak in stvarni tu enak. Če me ne boš izbrala, nikdar ne bo ti žal, ker vse ti dal bom prav, le da s teboj bom spal. Če me ne boš izbrala, ostala boš gospa, boš glavna tudi doma, če daš mi ključ srca. Sladko govorim, a vendar sreče nimam, ti praviš, da s teboj bo tak posebne sorte, popoln in brez napak in stvarni kup enak. Če me ne boš izbrala, nikdar ne bo ti žal, ker vse ti dal bom prav, le da s teboj bom spal. Če me ne boš izbrala, postala boš gospa, boš glavna tudi doma, če daš mi ključ srca. Izbrala, postala boš gospa, boš glavna tudi doma, če daš mi ključ srca, boš glavna.
well, folks, that's going to bring us to the end of another show for this month. As always, you can reach me at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com, slopegpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me any requests or any feedback that you want to send. You can send it right there. You can always stop me at church, or if you see me, just say hello. I also want to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, for making this podcast possible, you know, to get that information out to you guys on a monthly basis. We're going to finish up with a song called Gaiba Puna Piva by Dioma KS and Lucky Stars featuring Vertify. It's a great tune. Get up and dance. Have a good time. Enjoy the show. And we'll see you next time.
Moja draga i ja i gajba puna piva suđan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću i svako igra, igra. Draga i ja i gajba puna piva suđan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću i svako igra, igra. Dolazi žarko, voda je topla, vreme je super. Idemo posle da vozimo skuter. Dođi i ti, popi jedan somen svi. Tu sam ja, pijem gajbu jelena. Danas neću da radim, danas je na plaži party. Tu mi je draga i tu su mi drugari. Mnogo riba ima, kao da je casting. Dođi na piće, jer ja te danas častim.
Ljudi moji, da li ovo moguće, šta se ovo dešava, gde smo stali, a da, 1, 2, 3.
Moja draga i ja, i gajba puna piva, sunčan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži, muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću, i svako igra, igra. Draga i ja, i gajba puna piva, sunčan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži, muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću, i svako igra, igra. Svud oko mene, zgodne lepe žene, jebi ga ja sam zauzet. Žene, prave mi probleme, imam jednu, a hoću pet. Do pesak brži stopala, jedna me je skopala. Ako me draga bude videla, na planetu drugu idem ja, pa šta?
Do pesak brži stopala, jedna me je skopala. Ako me draga bude videla, na planetu drugu idem ja, pa šta?
Hey! Moja draga i ja, i gajba puna piva, sunčan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži, muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću, i svako igra, igra. Draga i ja, i gajba puna piva, sunčan dan, ma sve nam je milina. Danas na plaži, muzika svira, svira, svi se kreću, i svako igra, igra.